Zohar tells us in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Chafei, Vayu Bayom Ashlishi Biyosim Koavim, when it came on the third day, when the people were in pain, Vayichu Shnei Bnei Yaakov Shimon Levi Ishcharbo Vayavo Alair Betak Vayargu Kol Zachar. So it came on the third day when the people were in pain that Shimon and Levi took the sword and they came to the city and killed every male, every man. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, they killed at the point of sword and they took Dinah back. So what's the significance Vayihi Bayom Hashlishi? They came on the third day. Why the third day? So some say, the Gorari writes, or others point out, the Dasa Kanim, that they waited 3 days. They wanted to make sure all the men were circumcised at that point. But the Ibn Ezra points out that the third day after Mila is the most painful. And therefore, they waited for the third day to come and rescue their sister Dina. And of course, as the old joke goes, it's not so funny, but unfortunately, it's more true than funny, is why did they want to convert Anshei Shechem before they killed them or make them do the Mila? Because no one cares about them. No one cares if you kill Jews, so therefore they wanted to make sure that they first made, before they were Jewish, so therefore they could do it. But on a serious note, they point out that it was the third day of the Mila. Why the third day of the Mila? So as we said, Ibn Ezra points out because it was the most painful. Where else do we find the significance of Yom Shlishi L'Mila? So, even though the Torah doesn't mention it, at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, so Rashi tells us, God came down, God came down to visit Avraham in order to visit the sick, to fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. And he says, Yom Shlishi L'Mila, so it's the third day of the Mila. And we have a tradition, and I think the medical science is coming around today, we have a tradition that the third day after the circumcision is the most painful. Some say, and certainly one and two as well, but also the third. And some weren't specifically the third day. So we'll just take specifically the third day. Yom Shlishi L'Mila, so it's the third day for the Mila. So, and therefore, God came down to visit Avraham, so he shouldn't have to worry about get up and go do all the Hachnasas Arachim. So, and so to here, it was the third day, and that's when Shimon and Levi came to kill Anshei Shechem. So is there any halachic significance to Yom Shlishi L'Milaso? Okay, so we know, so they're in pain. So there's a discussion, we all know, that a regular Mila has to be on day 8. Uvayom hashmini yimo besar alaso. On the 8th day, you have to circumcise your child, all things being equal, everyone's healthy. 8th day, you do the child. And uvayom afil b'shabbos. Even if the 8th day falls out on Shabbos, we do it. With two exceptions. So that's only if the 8th day is on Shabbos. It's known as a Mila Bizmana. If you don't do a Mila on the 8th day, then it's not Docha Shabbos, day 9 and 10 or 11. What happens if you're a Suffolk Mila Bizmana? In other words, a Ben Hashemesh's baby, you're born Friday in between sunset and nightfall. So you can't do it on Friday because maybe it's only day 7. You can't do it on Shabbos because maybe it's day 9. So we wait until Sunday. So one is a Ben Hashemesh's baby, or as the Gemara discusses, a C-section baby. The Gemara has a discussion When do you circumcise a C-section, maybe? Well, what's the, why do we discriminate against C-sections? The Torah says, V'yom HaShemini. Why would I think it doesn't apply to C-sections? So they point out because it says, on the Isha Kisses, the Torah connects the mitzvah of Brit Milah with a woman, Imot Tmei Aleda, a woman becoming unclean at childbirth, Tmei. And the Gemara deduces only it's only Yom Shmini, perhaps if the woman becomes sees blood, but in theory, a C-section baby, the baby comes out from a different area, and there is no dam there, so therefore she'd be tarred. So perhaps you wouldn't have to wait today. That's a machlokas in the Gemara in Shabbat in the 19th Perek, Kof Lamed. Hey, Kof Lamed Vav around there about a C-section. Nimo Lashmona. Ravasi says, if a woman doesn't become tamei leida, you don't do the mila on it, because based on the juxtaposition, Ishaki says we have a yod dezach of a tama, but yom hashmini imo. Alkein, because of Rashi, she'ein imo tamei leida could go in yotzei dofen. So one of the examples Rashi gives, ela nimo miyad. So you do the bris right away. So therefore, it's a machlokas in the Gemara whether a C-section baby goes day 8, because they discuss what about we see Avraham Avinu did day 8, and he wasn't, it was before the laws of Tumah Vatira. So that's a discussion of Nosna Torah, Venishna Halacha, maybe that was Kodama and Torah, that's a whole discussion. But the bottom line, it's a machlokas, it's a Sveika Dedina. How we paskin on a C-section. So during the week, you always do day 8, because what's the harm? If it's supposed to be day 1, day 8 works also. If it's supposed to be day 8 and you do day 1, it's a no-go. But on Shabbos, you run into a difficult problem. You can't do a day 8 because maybe it's day 1, and therefore it'll be a Mila Shalom Bizmana. And therefore, we wait until day 9. So therefore, a C-section baby or a Ben HaShemesh baby, we don't do on. And day 8, that's a further discussion among the poskim, is what about today if someone artificially inseminated in vitro, all these different types of modern technology, is that considered Yom HaShemini or not? That's a separate discussion. So either way, we know we do a meal on Shabbos, except if it's a Mila Shalom Bizmana, we don't. So, there's a discussion among the Achronim. Let's say you have a Mila Shalom Bizmana. The day was supposed to be Tuesday, but the baby wasn't healthy. So, all things being equal, the halacha is you should do a Mila Shalom Bizmana the next possible date. In fact, in Noda Yehuda, screams Chayiv HaKayim about a minig. I guess apparently the minig was that today, on Erev Pesach, in theory the firstborns have to fast, but we always do a siyam so they don't fast. So apparently the custom with the Noda Yehuda was, or we heard about it, is that they used to always have a mila shalom bizmana. They used to always have a mila on Erev Pesach. How could you control a mila on Erev Pesach? Well, if you have enough Jews, like probably in New York or Israel, so maybe you do have a bris every day. But what they did is, I don't know how long they pushed it off. I don't know if the baby was born Rosh Hashanah, they waited. But anyone born, I guess, in close to that time, Shloshim Yom, Kodesh HaChag, and they couldn't do a Mila Bizmana, so therefore they used to wait until Erev Pesach, so therefore people don't have to fast. So the Dodo you just scream, Chayiv HaKayim, but you can't do that. A Mila Shalom Bizmana has to be done right away, the earliest possible time. And he was against, and he spoke out against this custom of people waiting. I think in Breuers, so what did many people do as well? Mila Shalom Bizmana, and let's wait until Sunday, you get more people. So I think the minhag in Breuers if I recall correctly, but they didn't let you do any milah shelo bizmana. They didn't let you do it on Sunday, even if that was the next possible day. I guess a low plug, they didn't want people pushing off a milah shelo bizmana. So the halacha is, you do a milah shelo bizmana the first possible time. In fact, there's a famous Dvar Avram who raises the question most people are cholek on, but the Dvar Avram, he has based a diak in the Rambam, that what happens if you have two babies? It's day eight. You have a milah bizmana, a milah shelo bizmana. So which one comes first? There's a whole discussion in the Achronim, but he suggests the milah shelo bizmana comes first because each moment you wait, you're dealing with the chi of kares, because it's already past day eight. But the day eight baby, zriza makdim in lamitzus, you try to do it as early as possible, but as long as you do it that day, you're fine. So he says that you should do a milah, you know, others are cholek and say the milah bizmana takes precedence. That's a discussion among the poskim. I think most hold not like the Dvar Avram. But a milah shelo bizmana has to be done as soon as possible. So the question is, what happens if the first Passover day is Thursday? Should you do a milah shelo bizmana? Why not? What's wrong with Thursday? Because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Shabbos is day three, Yom Shlishi L'Milaso. And therefore, you'll be in the most pain. Even though I don't know how much Onik Shabbos the baby's going to have. But either way, the halacha is, maybe the parents' pain. So that's a discussion, the Tashbeish, other Acharonim, whether it's permissible to do a milah shelo bizmana on Yom Chamishi, because this issue, based on the Pasuk over here in Parshas Vayishlach, as well as based on the Rashi in Parshas Vayera. That's one issue there. So I think the Minig Yisrael, I believe, is you do a milah shelo bizmana on Thursday. Because the whole discussion is the issue on Thursday as well. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara Shabbos regarding someone taking a cruise, taking a ride on a boat. So the Gemara talks about within 3 days of Shabbos, you can't take a cruise, you can't take a boat ride. Maybe today cruises are different, it's a separate discussion. But because the concern is that it might lead to Chilul Shabbos, because in terms of going on, the Gemara talks about traveling not before Shabbos, so with Dvar Mitzvah, you could even go, on Friday. So that's the whole discussion, if you assume. So if Mila is a mitzvah, so why are we worried about it's like you go on a trip, even though you might lead to Chol Shabbos, you might need help on that Shabbos. So why do we make a distinction between Mila? So someone said, because Mila is a Vada, you know for sure in 3 days it's going to be, according to the Rif, you're being Mavato owning Shabbos on the boat. But so according to the Mila, it's a Vada versus a suffix. So either way, that's the different minhagim. I think the Minig Yisrael is to do a milah shelo bizmana on Thursday. And it's a further shiloh, which is even a bigger chiddush, is, so that's already what to discuss, a milah shelo bizmana. But they discuss, what about a geirus? When a geir converts, you need the milah, tefillah, and the kabbalah's mitzvahs. So the question is, what about doing a milah on Thursday? And let's assume he's going to be Jewish by Shabbos. So, is there a problem? Because then on Shabbos, he's going to be in a lot of pain. So that's a discussion. Some Achronim want to connect, that we see. So too, even a Geirus, one should not do on the Thursday. And others make a distinction. Even if you assume, which is a question in its own right, that Milah shelo bizmana shouldn't be done on Thursday because it might lead to Bitu Onik Shabbos or Chilul Shabbos. But a gear is totally different. A gear for sure is a gear. Number one is you don't. There is no issue of Yom Shlishi. You know, some want to say Miyoshevo Bizmana. So you have, you know, at least you have a chiyuv to do it right away. So it's more of an inyan. But a gear, there's no reason you have to do a milah on Thursday. So that's a discussion whether you do a milah on Thursday or not. So I think also, I don't know if there's a minig on when you do a geiris or not. That's a discussion among the achronim in terms of whether we're concerned in terms of a milah shavu b'tzmana and a geiris in terms of whether we dafke don't do a milah on Yom Chamishi on Thursday because day three will be Shabbos and then there will lead to these different issues of bitul oneg Shabbos. And it comes back to our pasuk here that's why they attacked Shechem on the third day because they already knew the secret, the third day is the most painful, and therefore they went ahead and attacked them when they were weak.